We have one egg because the dish wakes up. Now we're
I
good.
noticed my. Let me check on YouTube to see if it's actually working. It probably has 1,000 echoes, so it should. Yep, it's working on YouTube. Perfect. This is episode 2, by the way, of this podcast, or the new version of the podcast. So essentially, I have scrapped everything. Well, not really scrapped, but everything else that I've done, I realized trying to restart or recreate, you know, you're in different stage of your life. You have different things that you like. You're a different person.
Yeah.
And the last month has been really a month of that difference, that discovery of, okay, what does it mean to pursue Christ?
Yeah.
What does it mean to actually seek the Holy Spirit and want to be with Him? And this episode, really, just for anybody who is jumping in now or listening to the recording, started because I shared something on my status, which was, hey, this is what I thought about, you know, the servant who went to go and get Isaac's wife. And then, Sammy, you added something. You said, what you said was really interesting, which was, first of all, people in the Bible used to pray very specifically. Like, they used to ask for signs. And also, the other part, which is that when God would show them something that they would recognize, they would be able to now follow through with it. So I thought, you know what? Let's hop on a call and talk about it. Let's talk about how to pray. So we are not experts about how to pray. We are not clergymen or women. I don't have a degree in theology. Do you have a degree in theology, Sammy? I don't.
I do.
Good.
I'm a geek.
Yes. So the idea really is for us to talk about how to pray based on our experiences. Me, I'm still on this walk. We're on different paths of this journey, but the goal really is to live like Christ would have wanted. So for anyone who doesn't know who you are, I know that you're the beautiful mom of some beautiful kids, your wife. You talk a lot about your faith. In fact, on your Instagram, you're really, you know, child of God. That's one of the things that you put. And you try to really put that in everything that you do. So for somebody who's listening for the first time, watching for the first time, how would you introduce yourself to them?
I feel like that question is so complicated for me because I just feel like, I just want to be like someone who inspires or who pushes people to a better and a more fruitful life, I'll say. Now, if I can put words, I don't know. For people who follow me, I think they'll always see the consistency in me just really just trying to motivate and encourage people to be better people. So that's really what has been constant about me. Honestly, Sammy is just this joyous girl who feels the need to share her experiences, but especially in Christ, because I feel like we're not created to just live our lives alone. I mean, everything we go through, everything we see, we talk about, everything we experience, it's meant to help another person know more about life and, you know, make better choices. I was listening to someone and he was literally saying we were not created to live our lives alone. Was supposed to live for others because I think I don't want that to say, because through our experiences, we grow more, we learn more, and we just become better person. So yeah, what even pushed me more to go more into Christ is just that I've always been this person who loves to introspect. So during the year, I can really take three months, or let's just say from January to March, from March to July or August to December or whatever, I'll take like maybe a month of social media where I'm just like looking into myself. Who am I? Like, how has my life been so far? What do I need to change? And every single time I do that, I always come out rejuvenated, and it's always like this new sense of purpose or a new direction that I have a clarity upon and I have to follow. So this year before my birthday, it was the same thing. Just a week or 2 weeks before, I was like, something's not right. Like, the way I see my life, this is not it. Like, something has to change, you know. And I took again 2 weeks off where it was just no social media, just me. And thank God I was on maternity leave. It was really perfect. It was just me and God, just reading the Bible, listening to sermons. And journaling, I was just, everything that was going through my mind, I was just writing, like, I was having questions, I'm just writing, like, God, who am I? What do I need to do? Like, what is my purpose? And I just realized that the more you spend time with God, at least, it doesn't even matter about the quantity, but even if it's just 5 minutes of that intentionality, but it's really just you and God, He speaks honestly. He answers, and you know, he just wants that communion with us, and the fact that we can talk to him openly and about anything and everything, no matter how useless you think he may be. It's just amazing how he cares about our needs. So I really asked, like, God, what is my purpose? Like, what do you want me to do? And honestly, it was like I was speaking to myself, but I knew it was God, because it's not the first time I'm asking that kind of question. But the fact that I really opened my heart to listen and to be able to hear God's voice clearly, it was just like, but Sammy, you're already creating videos that motivate people, but I'm not in them. It's like you're doing this thing on your own, but where am I? Like, where is my place in all of this? It's the same thing, but you have to include me in it. And I was just like, okay. And it was so true, because whether it was in my writing or even in my videos, I would just sprinkle Jesus up and there, but it wasn't like it was a part of me, you know. And so it was like, okay, fine. Okay, as from today, it's you. What do I do? I even started asking questions like, should I change my name? How should I start my videos? I was like, dear Christian, I wrote them down in my diary. I was like, should I start dear Christian, like dear child of God, hey, hi. And then the dear child of God really showed me, because I was like, we're all children of God, whether we like it or not. We come from God. We're created in his image. So I feel like that it's more specific to every single one of us. So I was like, okay, that's it. How do I end it? Like, bye, okay, bye. I was like, okay, bye, yeah, that's cool. And then with my smile and everything. See, before I started, like, honestly, I was writing out everything, and I was just getting the clarity to those answers. You know, that's why when I really just came out from my bed, and it was very impromptu. I was just like, hey, guys, I know you guys know me, but you come to a place in your life where you know there's a void in your life, and the only person who can fill it is Jesus. And that was just my very first video, and the remainder of the other videos, it was just like, I told God, honestly, I don't want to make these videos by my own strength. I don't want to, you know, go and be thinking about what to say. Let it be that it's really you who is inspiring them. And I swear, sometimes I'll just be like cleaning the bathroom, and I'll just be like, and I'll just hear, make a video on how to pray. I was like, oh yeah, that's true. Make a video on, like, when you're struggling or not knowing what to pray. I was like, oh yeah. And then it really just came, you know, because if when you really, it's really about your heart and really just wanting that connection with God. I don't want to say it's easy, but honestly, it kind of is.
It's interesting you say that, because a lot of the struggle that I've had, right? A lot of the struggle that I've had was because when I watch or listen to Christian in the past, and I say, like, there were people that I would talk and I'd be like, you know, just pray, just talk to God. I'm like, what do you mean? What doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make, like, just tell me what to do, you know, tell me how to solve this problem. It's like, no, just pray about it. And I actually wrote a list of 5 things Christians say that are very annoying. Like, it's a title that I had for like a video that I want to make, where it's like some of these statements that in the past used to be annoying, but now I get them.
Yeah.
Because when you understand what prayer is, you realize that there's nothing that God cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that a human can do that is more than what God can do. So you praying is basically turning to your Father and saying, you are the one who can solve this problem. Nobody other person around you can do it. So do what you need to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was just how everything started. Anyway, and I've been here so far. It's beautiful. That's why when you really sent me that voice note, I see the way I was smiling at work. Someone could think it was my husband who texted me. I was like still toasting me, you know. I was full of joy. Because I don't know how to explain it, but it's not like when you really meet Christ, there's joy. Honestly, there is joy. And when you know someone is coming to that light, it's beautiful. You really can't help but say, God, glory be to you, because
the funny thing,
it's amazing.
Every single friend that I have who is a Christian has basically had a very similar, if not the same, response of how much joy they felt when they heard me saying what I was saying. And every single person that I spoke with, in one way or the other, because of the way that they live their lives, the kind of content that they made, the way that they shared the gospel, and just the way they were, like what you talked about earlier about the identity, like putting Christ at the foundation of everything, which is what I'm working on doing right now with all my content. The reason why I put up a video on YouTube essentially saying that this is what's going to happen. I want to talk about these 3 things, but the foundation, what is really underlying, is Christ. I want Christ to just be the foundation. Everything else, it's finances and self-improvement and all that stuff. Yeah, it's great. But let it come from a place of Christ. And before we continue, let me just say to those who are watching, probably the recording or live watching right now. So usually we have this conversation and then we go to the comment section and don't respond. So if we're not talking about what you're saying, please don't feel ignored. It's just that we chat and then we'll bring the chat. So, but I want to say hi to Juditha. Juditha is here and Queen.
And Queen.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you can see them. Yes.
I saw, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, Juditha. Hello. Queen too was watching. I think she's still there. But yeah, so if you have any comments and questions, you know, drop them in. We'll talk. Today we're just discussing how to pray because, like, the context. First, two things. The voice note that Sammy was mentioning was the voice note that I sent. That was like how many weeks ago? A couple of days ago.
No, it was last week? Or just
I think it was last week.
Yeah, it was last week, I think.
Yeah, it was a voice note that I sent. So somebody asked me recently, like, what happened?
Why I was about to ask you that. Because it's interesting. I want to know, like, what boosted that change?
The way I answer that question is, like, I think of Saul getting blinded. Saul. Yeah. Because, and somebody was talking, I don't know if it was something I watched on YouTube or somebody explaining it, like, the whole idea of being blind. Mm-hmm. It may not be physical blindness. It could just be not understanding what was going on. Like, just, I don't know what this is. And a lot of my experience around that time was, I don't understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of what was happening. So I think, to the best of my knowledge, and I could be wrong, because what I understand is that my intelligence and my logic blocked my way for a long time.
Okay.
And then during that period, it was taken away and I had nothing else to reason with. Your response, my friends, so a couple of people will say something that would just be like, how do you know this? Mm-hmm. There is no way you would know what you just said. And they will not even understand what they're saying. So things just started aligning. I cannot explain it, honestly. It's one of those things I cannot explain. But I know that I woke up one morning and I could see everything that I was doing that was wrong in the sense of the flesh. Okay. And I could see that the only way I can survive is through Christ. And so I reached out to everybody that I knew who was following Christ. Like, yo, please. I need to go to our Father. Can you help? So I still need to rethink it, but that feeling of joy that you're talking about, right, that peace, it's not, I said this to my friend Trevor. Trevor is so excited about it. He's just like, he's just as happy as you are. It's not like I've had more money or I've lost weight or something has changed. I am still single. I am still in the same position that I was. Yeah. But the way I look at the things that God has done for me now has just, it's just different. I understand so many things and where I was put. Like, even my job, where I'm working right now, it's like God was basically just moving the pieces to just put me there. Even the friends that I have, you, Juditha, Trevor, Leslie, Glory, like the people in my life who were just watching and just living their lives in the best way that they could. One way or the other, they just nourished that seed. And then now I'm here like, okay, I want to walk this path. I know that I have a long walk. And that's why I study my Bible every day, which is how we got to talking today, because I was reading Genesis. Yeah. And now I read with the idea of, okay, what is God trying to tell me here? Like, it's like I'm waiting. I don't know whether there's the same feeling that you have when we go into your Bible, you're just trying to listen. Or how do you read your Bible? How do you go about it?
I think it's the same thing. I'm reading to gain more understanding and to ask God, like, let what he's saying speak to me directly into my life. Like, I don't just want to read and be like, oh, so he healed, oh, okay. But I just want to be like, oh, how the process, because when we look at Jesus, the way he healed or the way he was just going through his purpose, it was very intentional. And then he allowed himself, you know, to be interrupted in a lot of circumstances. And one thing that also strikes me, please, I'm Francophone, so sometimes my English will come up.
Don't worry, the Holy Spirit understands you, it's fine.
Like, when I was looking at the way he healed, and there was this question that I asked, well, why is that whenever he healed, he was like, don't go and say you were healed. Like, I've healed you, okay, just go quietly in your house and don't tell anybody. I asked that question. Yeah, right now, I don't have the answer. But another part of his reading that shook me was the blind man. He asked, like, Jesus saw that he was blind. So in his head, he was like, I'm sure what he wants is for me to return his sight. But he asked, meaning it can be in our lives, it could be that we're inflicted with something, but we don't necessarily know, or maybe that's not what we need at the moment. Presently, let me just say, I could have financial problems, but when I'm praying to God, I'm not asking about the finances. Maybe I'm just asking, like, okay, God, save my husband or something else. But God asks a question so that we can be able to tell him exactly what we need. That's why when I said, when we pray, we have to be very intentional and specific. We have to expect something from God, and we have to know what we expect. Because if you cannot put your expectation into words, then it's not an expectation. Maybe it's just a wish or an imagination. But when it's really something that's ingrained in you and you want it, you say it with your mouth when you go in prayer. You're like, God, I want this specifically. And once you give it to me, or once you give me an answer, I'm going to keep pressing, you know. And yeah, it's amazing how, you know, God does not just force things on us. He asks our opinion. Because it's not just about, I'm this God, I'm imposing. It's like, okay, yeah, my, you want me in your life? Okay, good. I have this for you. Do you want it? Or what do you want me to do? Then if we just navigate through that communication and that communion, it's easy for us to yeah, attain everything we're supposed to do in life.
There's something that you've mentioned here that I want to actually lean on a little bit more, which is the idea of, you know, the specific prayer. You've made a couple of videos, or you talked about, you know, God being a father who takes care of you. And sometimes when you ask for certain things, he doesn't give them. Mm-hmm. And you did mention, I think you've even provided an answer already, you know, like, give me an answer, or, you know, like, so an answer could be, this is not the right time.
No,
or
yeah,
this is not mm-hmm. what you need. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying, what I'm curious to actually know, maybe understand better, is how do you know when, I think even as I'm speaking, I'm getting the answer, which is like, it depends on the person. It's like, it depends on the individual. God speaks to people, to them, to their, everybody knows what it's up. But I just want to hear what your thoughts are on this, which is, how do you know when it's time to wait versus when it's time to insist? When it's time to give up on a prayer? Because when you said that, I started thinking to myself, like, are there parts of my life that I'm just assuming that God cannot fix? I'm not even praying about them because mm-hmm. I'm assuming that he would know what to do and then he would do it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I should reconsider, like, I should actually be more specific about that. So I'm just having these thoughts. Yeah.
That's
the thing.
One of the answers of God, I think one of the things we have to, like, tap into is the fact that that we have to come to realize ourselves is, if God says no, are we going to be okay with it? Sometimes God's answer comes with peace. Because if your trust is truly in God and not on the blessings he's about to provide to you, you'll be fine with his answers. Like, if he says no, you'll be like, okay, God, because my eyes are on you, I trust you on that. I think it's more about the peace you feel, and also knowing your intentionality, like, knowing, is what I'm asking for really something I need, or maybe just based on my surroundings or whatever. And I think too, we have to, you know, understand the seasons we're in. Because if we're, I don't know, right now, I know something I receive personally is, I mean, in the season of sowing. Like, there are some things I want change, but God has simply said in my life, I mean, what you want right now, you have to sow for it to manifest, actually, to be expressed. Like, if you want peace, or if you want a certain change, you also want, if you want, you know, a certain change in your family or whatever, you have to be that example. So right now, I just specifically want you to simply sow, be joyful, give love, be patient. Like, right now, I just know that I'm in a season where God is working in me. So even I know I'm praying, I've deposited my prayers to him, but I've got the assurance that don't focus on whatever you have prayed in right now. Just focus on what I'm working in you. And then when you'll be out of this season of sowing, and maybe it'll be time for you to read, I'm going to provide that for you. So I feel like there are a lot of aspects we have to look into. But I think the main key is to realize or to view is, do I have peace? If I don't have peace, then, like, ask God, like, is it that I'm not having peace because you said no, or I'm not having peace because, you know, I don't know, I want something more, or, like, at the same, it's like, just go back to him. But most of the times, even when I didn't see things going well, I had peace because I was just like, God is trying to teach me something. And when I look back, I actually see what went wrong. I'm like, no, I did this and it wasn't right. Or I'm in the season where I wasn't obedient, I wasn't submissive, I didn't do what was necessary. So when that peace comes, honestly, you know when God is redirecting you, when he's telling you no, and when he's just like, just stay still. It's not the time.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's really that peace.
And this is the kind of annoying things that Christians used to say that would annoy me, because like, what do you mean by we get peace? What is that? But now I get it. It's like when you have it, you know it, yeah. And it's difficult to communicate it until you actually get it.
Yes.
Before I continue, Juditha and Queen have said some things here. I want to read this. We say you guys don't feel lonely and just watching us talking. I know it's annoying to just listen to people talking the whole time, but Juditha says, "Amazing, God is good. I'm so happy for you. Come get me. I am too. You have no idea. <until now." laughs> Yeah. And Queen says, "I've been really lacking in prayers lately, or say for a long time. Reason I find this topic quite interesting. I hope to grab one or two things from you both." Thank you. We'll grab from Sammy because myself, But to come back to what you said about the season, right? When you said that, I just had this word like preparation. Like just, I am in a season of preparation because what I notice is I am excited, but also I am worried. Because I have understood, at least at a certain level, that being a Christian requires a lot of suffering, but not in the suffering that man thinks, like not in the suffering of poverty or disease. It's more of the challenge of the flesh versus the spirit.
Exactly.
The challenge of, okay, this is what I want to do, that I would enjoy the pleasure of life, but this is what God wants me to do. That friction of doing what you have to do, especially when your body tells you not to do it, because you know that you want to lead the life that Christ will be proud of. Yeah. So I just to circle back to what Queen is saying about prayer and why we're talking about this today, because the servant at the well was basically Abraham told him, this is what you have to do. You must do this. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. So he went there and it was interesting to me how he was specific about how he wants the message to arrive. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, and you don't have to share any of the details or anything. I'm just wondering if you've had experiences like that in your life. And if someone wants to pray, what are some of the things that you've noticed? It sounds like I'm trying to have a formula, because I don't think there's a formula, first of all, one. But I'll just, for someone who is saying, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to ask God for what I want. In fact, I don't even know what I want. Where do you even begin? Like, what is that? I think you answer some of it by saying, knowing yourself, being in that peace. Mm-hmm. Personally, what I would say is study the word. Like, spend time with God, because the more time you spend with him, the more you can listen to him, and the more he can talk to you through his word. That's like the one thing that I would say. So I'm curious what, if you have any ideas, any suggestions for someone who is trying to pray more or just be a better Christian or follow that path.
I feel like we also need to strip this idea of prayer being something more about asking. Because I think when you reach a point where you don't know how to pray, maybe it's just a sign for you to just spend time with God and, you know, get to know him. Like you said, read your word. I feel like when you just go to prayer, like, God, I need this. God, I want this. Like, even as with our human relationships, if someone constantly just comes, I want, you'll be tired. It's like, you don't even want to see that person, right?
Anyway, somebody calls you, like, oh, it's all.
Exactly. So, honestly, for me, presently, I want to say I've not prayed for a long time. And I don't mean, when I mean I don't, I've not prayed, I've not asked for a long time. These days, I'm more into soaking and becoming or knowing more of God. And that's when I read my Bible, I'm like, okay, God, teach me. And then I jot notes and I write. I listen to sermons. And most of the time these days, I literally just worship. Because we have to understand that prayer is good, yes. And sometimes when you pray, you're just like asking. But there's another part of prayer where it's really like spiritual warfare, where it's like you're fighting. It's not just, God, I want. You're like, no, I'm breaking, destroying, casting, binding, all of that stuff. But for Queen who wants to start, I encourage you maybe to focus right now, focus more on worship and praise and spending time with God. I feel like the more you know God's heart, the more you spend time with him. I feel like I don't know the Bible verse that says, but God, even before we speak, like he knows our desires and our intentions. And just the Bible verse that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and every other thing shall be added to you. Okay. It's so true. Honestly, it's so true. I myself, even the job I got right now, I didn't even pray, or I was just going through Indeed, and I just saw it. I was like, ah, okay. And the way the, like you said, God just planted everything for me. I was like, oh wow, this is amazing. But for Queen, I feel like instead of just focusing on the asking part, focus on knowing more of God. Like just praise and worship Him. And my pastor was saying it, when you really build that relationship with God, praise and worship becomes a part of you. It's just like, yes, you create time to pray, but your spirit is in constant praise and worship because of how marvelous you know God is, and how you just really want to give Him that reverence and the honor and respect He deserves. So prayer for me is not complicated. Like I said, it's just a communication. Sometimes the same frustration you're feeling right now is part of prayer. Because you're like, God, I don't know how to pray. Honestly, I'm just really tired. Like, what do I do? Just simply expressing that frustration is part of prayer. We just really have to stop putting prayer as if it's just this grand ceremony where we have to go to the room and on off the lights, and it's just like my head is bowed. No, honestly,
it was like, prayer has let's to bring be the calf mode. And sacrifice.
Seriously, prayer is a mode of life, and when he says you have to pray without ceasing, it's part of the process. Like everything you're doing, you're just talking to God and giving it all to Him. And you'll find yourself just like really having that communion, because the more you speak with Him, the more He's going to answer. And you should be very careful, because sometimes when we ask God to, you know, take away things or to reveal things to us, He'll focus on us first, because God is not like trying to push the blame on other people and be like, oh yes, they're doing wrong. But God is always going to bring it back to you and be like, what are you doing?
You're saying what you're speaking is literally what I'm going through right now. Because one, there are two things. One day I actually asked somebody why we pray. Like that was a couple of, probably like last year. Somebody told me to pray about when my sister was going through what she was going through and eventually died.
Yeah.
I was going through a lot of things where I was like, why do people even pray in the first place? Like when I look back to the time, I was ignorant and I needed guidance, and I never really had anybody to point me in the direction. So Queen's question for me is very personal, because it's not the same question anyway, but I was in a place in my life where I didn't even know what it was like. Why do people pray in the first place? Now, nobody tells me to pray. I just sit and do it myself. I do it randomly. I do it like 2 seconds in my head. I just do what I need to, because one of the things that I've realized, or at least after being, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm saying it, after being born again, it's more of God is everywhere. He made us out of His goodness. He gives us grace without us needing or asking for it.
Yeah.
What, like, if I don't come to Him on my knees, then I don't even, I mean, I don't get the point. Like, I don't really understand where we all came from, where we are all going to, and how we are supposed to live. So for me now, prayer is more of a place of, God, I'm sorry for all the time, like all these 30 something years that I wasted trying to do things on my own. Like, please just take over and do what you want to do. Like, just use me.
Sorry,
so for me, my prayer on a regular basis is more like, I want to know and understand who God is and what He wants to use me for. And I think one of the reasons why people find it difficult is because, and this is what I want to hear your thoughts on this. People think that praying means that the problem will be solved next week or next month, or that you suddenly get a job, or you suddenly just, you know, you heal. Like once you pray, you're good. But let me hear your thoughts on that. What do you think about that idea that once you pray, then the problem is fixed? Like you just have to pray. You just have to ask specifically, and then God will be like, sure, check box.
See, God, like I said, God doesn't just answer things just because, oh, I don't want to hurt my child, so let me just give her what she asks for. God is really more focused on our character and who we are. That's why whenever we pray, He'll look at the heart, and then He'll look at if it's aligning with His will and what He has planned for our lives. And I think faith in this moment plays a big part. When we look at the Bible, the people who were healed or things that happened, they had faith. Yeah, and sometimes they didn't. Yeah, faith has healed you. The woman who simply touched Jesus, the official who told Jesus, like, no, you don't need to come. Just say the word.
Just say the word.
And my daughter is going to be real healed. We see that faith alone is not as efficient if it's not accompanied with works. When we look at Abraham, for example, Jesus had already promised, God has already promised him Isaac, and he also promised by saying, you're going to be the father and of the whole world and have this whole generation. But it only came to pass, like it really took place after Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac. Mm. Abraham had so much faith in God that he said, you know what? This child that you gave me, you're fully capable of giving me another one. So if you want me to sacrifice, no, wahala, let's just keep this child. So,
and I was reading that part. Yeah, go ahead. I would say something about that. Go ahead.
So we see that God has a lot of ways he can answer if he wants to. But sometimes he's just going to sit back and be like, are you really sure you're asking me that? Okay, let me see if you mean that, and how is your faith going to apply in this situation? If I say no, or if I'm about to take back what I blessed you
how
with,
would you react?
How would you react? Like, would I still be the God you serve? Would you still believe in me?
It's like a typical parent buying biscuits, giving a child, like, hey, can I have some? And then you see if they're going to give it to you. You're like, okay, so... Oh my goodness. It's and I was reading, talking of the Abraham and Isaac, and you know, going to the hill to go and sacrifice Isaac. One of the sermons that something I heard a long time ago was about the fact that Abraham did not even tell Sarah about this, because probably if he had told her, she would have been like,
my son, hey, I waited 1 year for something, my son. No.
Oh man.
Yeah, but it's crazy. It's amazing. And it's fun because we see that sometimes the dynamics in the couple could not be the same. Isaac, of course, he was the head and he had that faith. So he was the one God spoke to. Yeah. Abraham. And we also see I'm forgetting her name, but there's another woman in the Bible whose son died and she didn't even tell her husband. She simply locked her child. I'm forgetting the woman. But you know, sometimes as a parent or a wife or a husband, you receive something from God and you have to hold that faith to yourself, or to keep trusting in it. Because sometimes if you say it to your partner or to people around you, they'll discourage you, and that could break you and make you lose more faith. So and sometimes it just comes back to the whole salvation is personal, or you know the instruction God has said to you. You don't need another human to confirm it. Yes, God can bring them to be like, oh, I received this, and it's just maybe confirmation. But you don't need to go and tell someone that, oh, I heard you some God. Do you think it's true? Like, nah, keep it to yourself, like, and just keep trusting.
100%. Before continue, let me hop in on some comments here and see. We have people are really enjoying the conversation. This is great. So glad to have you guys here on Saturday talking about God. This is amazing. I love it. Juditha, is so beautiful listening to you, Kamba. I feel happy in my spirit. I'm happy too. And this is, you know, the funny part, Sammy and Juditha and anybody, is like, I feel like I have not even started this journey. Like for me, I am just trying to find out, okay, what is this? I know this is where I want to be, but how do I begin? So that's like one. Leslie says, I also think people don't understand prayer because of institutionalized systems. Mm-hmm. There has been a barrier between God and man where God has been put in this box of a big, distant
God
leaving no room for a compassionate God.
That's true.
Yeah. When, even in Genesis, God had to renew his covenant. I was reading, you know, after Noah, he's like, I'm never going to do this again.
Mm-hmm,
like, I'm never going to wipe out the earth again. I think he did.
Yeah.
Even Abraham, he had like three different, probably more covenants with Abraham, where every day a promise over and over and over, like, this is going to happen. True. Like, and the way I'm understanding it is, you know, look at Abraham, look at Sarah. Like, Sarah was laughing. Like, like, what? At this age? And, you know, I think that renewal, that reconvene, that telling them over and over is because, I want to assume, and I want to think that it's because God knew that it was difficult for man to just wait for that long with no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if God can feel that and actually be like, Asha, just wait a bit.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
So, for real.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. God is that's why he's so personal, and he always wants to like tend to our needs, because he understands. He understands like what we go through. And that's when he knows that we'll always go through these temptations, these trials and everything. But he's like, focus on me, because you know, I'm the one who oversees all of this. And I have also gone through that with you. I've overcome it. So if you focus on me and ask me, of course, I'll help you and I'll guide you through whatever it is you have trouble with. So yeah. It's really beautiful when we say that we have a God who not only understands us, but he empathizes with us. And, you know, and he just wants to help and for us to attain a better future.
100%. I think it's the beautiful part about being a Christian and this journey is knowing that you can basically access God whenever.
Exactly.
Like, exactly. You don't have to log in. You don't have to have a username and account. I mean, once you choose, yeah, the password. Once you choose to follow him, the path opens up.
Yeah.
Now, to stay on the path, that's the problem. Like, yes, sure, you've chosen. You're like, yeah, you know, you've taken a narrow path now. Right. You have to stay on that path, which means that from that moment to the rest of your life, you're living with this constant struggle between the flesh and the spirit. Mm-hmm. You want to go the way God wants you to go, and then you have to fight those urges, fight those temptations, fight your nature, basically. And it's a good fight. I think it's a good fight because when you live in a godly way, when I think of this why, and this is going a little bit out of topic here, is like whenever people say, use the word Christian, I usually ask, especially people who don't believe in Christianity, like, or who don't believe in Christ, they're like, okay, what does that mean to you? And you tend to hear people talk about like what Leslie was mentioning earlier about institutionalized, like the institution of the church, which I have a lot of learning and understanding to go, like, I can't even claim to understand half of what that is. But the way I look at it is, look at it very simply. One who follows Christ. What does that mean? So it means to me, if you're following Christ, you're listening to what Christ said, and you're living your life to align with what he said, you're following the commandments, you're following what Jesus came and said, and you try to understand his word, and you seek his assistance in everything that you do. And then when you fall, you seek forgiveness. Like,
I mean,
Peter denied, was it? I think it was Peter who denied Christ. If Peter, who spent all his life, like, could say, could do that, then what about me, who's, you know, so... It's just wonderful, I think, to be able to be in a position where when you have something in your life that is difficult, you can turn to Christ. And I think everybody can do that at any given time. And the Bible is right there. Exactly. I was listening to a sermon by Billy Graham yesterday. I think it was Who is Jesus? And what I understood from that sermon was the fact that actually the word is Jesus. Well, that's my summary. Like, basically, in the beginning was the word was for God, and the word was God.
Yeah.
And they said the word was made man and lived among us. So if you take that inference, basically Christ is the word, because the word, like he, I mean, I'm a human brain. I can never explain, but basically there is a manual on how to live.
Yeah.
And the only thing you need to do is to, you know, go through it and live. And when you don't know what to do, you pray. When you know what to do and you're not sure, you pray. When you know what to do in a certain, you still pray. You pray for everything. You pray to give thanks. You pray to, sometimes just to give thanks, like, usually when I pray now, I try to think of all the things that God has protected me from that I don't even know. Like all the miracles that have happened that I'm not even aware of. All the things that are aligning, you know. Like this conversation we're having right now, we have no idea how this conversation is going to affect somebody wherever.
Yeah.
So how do you pray? Just pray.
just start speaking. Just start speaking. Even if you don't have the words, the Holy Spirit will intercede with for you. So just start speaking about anything. God, I'm angry today. Like, why is the world? Just pray.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that maybe push people, like, maybe not to come to the faith is the fact that they have to give up so many things. You know, the world has glamorized, you know, this life we're living as in, oh, if you follow Christ, then you're going to stop doing this, you're going to stop doing that, you'll lose your friends. You really want to lose your friends? You really want to? And I feel like what the world is offering is nothing. It's like, il n'y a même pas de comparaison, en fait. It's nothing compared to what God can give you. When we really choose to live a life of sanctification and holiness, it's not because we're better people. We have our struggles every day, but we know that when you have self-control, it's more beneficial to you than someone who just goes and lavishly does what he wants. You're like, you're protecting yourself, your body, your mind, your soul. I mean, when you look at everything, it's like, this is the life. Why would I want something else than this? It's not the life.
It's a story that I keep saying over and over. It's like, you know, I was born in a Catholic home, went to boarding school 7 years, church every Sunday, but I still was, I would not say I was a Christian. It was like, You just repeat these words, you know, repeat these things. You just say it over and over. You have benediction. You have mass every day. But it took me to leave Cameroon 5 years after losing my sister, deal with what to do, to be like, this is the way. This is the way that I had to follow from the beginning, and to start understanding and seeking God for my own personal. Yeah. I think this is probably going to be a whole other conversation another day, but I wonder if the way that our parents and society and the adults in our life make, I was thinking like, people don't make Christianity cool. First of all, Christianity is not cool. It's just life. But we don't make it interesting enough for people to be like, oh, we don't leave. And this is the way that I came here, is people like you, and this is not to make you feel prideful or anything. It's like, people like you were just living their lives and sharing what they were seeing. They were just, you were just doing what you were led to do. And by living your life the way you lived, I felt called to get closer and closer, to check on, to read more, to watch more of those statuses, to see more of those videos. And I was seeing them like this, like, okay, what is this? Like, I don't know what's happening here, but let me just listen. It's Christians again. But now I'm here.
When you say we don't make it cool, I just really feel like it's more about our fruits. Like, we're not producing the right fruits, honestly. Because if we were really producing those fruits and still living life the way Christ wants us to live, we would have, by our lives and through Christ, a lot of people would have been converted. In fact, it's actually in the church that you find a lot of judgy people, a lot of, you know, misconceptions, a lot of, you know, oh, I'm better than you. Like, why are you not? The constant always pointing out faults in other people is what is killing us. Jesus was not going around and saying, oh, you're a thief, oh, you're a prostitute, oh, you're this. No, he was just on his path and preaching about love and healing and saving, and people were following him. Because like, oh, wow, he's doing all these things. But as Christians, I just feel like there's a lot of hypocrisy and we're not really producing the right fruits. That's why people are just like, he's just speaking about God again. But, you know, see the way he's out here drinking and he's insulting and he's beating his wife. And he's... So why would they want to follow Christ?
That is a very solid point.
Contradictory. So, yeah.
The fruits have to match the spirit.
Yeah.
The fruits of, because if the fruits of your life are dissent and anger and destruction and pain, if your kids are not happy, if your spouse is sad, if like, the fruits have to match the spirit.
Yeah. And people have to actually testify that there's a change in you, because you can't just be like, oh, I'm a Christian. You're going to church from Monday to Sunday, but they're looking at you like, what has changed? Why would they? People have to testify that, you know what? Ever since you started going to that church and being on this path, I can see this. Can you tell me more? That is our lives have to be that testimony, because if we're not producing anything, if we're not changed, then there's no need. It means Christ is not actively working.
Yeah.
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 Oh, Juditha.
Juditha, I'm living this life. I'm going to worship because I can't deal with my emotions right now.
Oh.
I'm too happy. Thank you so much, Sammy. Come, God, may God continue to bring himself to you, to us.
Oh, God, thank bless you. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The plan was to run this for 45 minutes. So we're actually getting to the close of it, because we don't want to just keep people on forever. So if you're watching this anywhere and you want to leave any comments, now would be a good time. If you're listening to the recording, please, you know, like this, share this, do all the things, because I really think, and now I really understand, this is a whole other conversation, Sammy. I understand why people...
We have to come back and speak about... honestly, because you just spoke about it and I was like, it's the same for me. Like, being Catholic all your life, going to boarding school, having to come... It's when I came to Canada and actually coming back to Catholic Church, I was like, I said, is this a cult or are we actually serving cult? Honestly, in boarding school, it was just abnormal, you know, and the way society is normal. But I came out and I was like, this is not it. How can you come to church every single day, sing the same songs, bow up, greet? Are we robots? I saw it. I was like, no. This is not it. I was God. Nah, I wanted something else. So, and that change caused something in my family. Honestly, we'll come back and speak about it, because it's
we'll talk about bad. It. Oh, it's man. This is, Sammy, thank you so much for coming. I know we've not even explored it, but hopefully... hopefully anyone who is on their path to learning how to pray has had some where to begin. Like, this is not, you know, we're all figuring this out. We are all learning, and we'll definitely share more. And one thing I know for sure, please, if you want to get understanding of the Bible and just some practical tips on how to live as a Christian, follow Sammy. The name you see on the screen, Sammy J Speaks, Sammy J Speaks on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Yeah, you see that. But definitely we come back again having more of these conversations. Yeah, that's for
definitely.
Sure. Yeah.
This was really impromptu, my God.
I know, right? Leslie, this is the same way happened with Leslie, by the way. Leslie was episode one, like the previous episode. So good to hear from you, Sammy. I hope we can have an all-inclusive chat. Kamga, you need to plan this and have more people on.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, yes. I just felt led by this because, and by the way, this is me procrastinating with something else. But I felt like we should have this chat and just put it out there for someone who is going with this. But we'll make a plan. And yeah. Thank you so much, everybody. I'll be ending the live now. The
conversation. Are you going to download this and have it like in an MP3 format or MP4?
Yes.
Yeah,
will be available.
Minute,
definitely. Cool.
Thank you.
All right.
Guys, happy weekend. God bless you.
God bless you guys. You're welcome, Queen. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.